Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Katongere akaluru engalo.
Let's have an applause, a yelling, a hand clap unto God the Father. The Son, the Holy Spirit, every day to remind us, give us boldness. When he spoke through the pastoral Newman, even the evangelist, son of son, and
they
to strengthen us and to show us how we can stand. Even the prophecy still comes from all nations to move proof there is a new generation, a generation of priests who are promised and raised up in the nation. They are called a powerful lamp which enlightens, to bring light of the full knowledge of God and His glory. I'm going to request you sit down in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. Praise Jesus much. We thank the Lord God Almighty, one who teach us to profit, and He shows us the way we have to go, and He leads us.
And
He speaks in Isaiah 48 verse 17. See, I am the Lord who teach you how to profit, and I show you the way you have to go. Even to lead, I lead you.
Without,
as come speaking of the worldwide call, passing through the Bible, in the history, even through prophecy, that
release
the AD these last days. And it proves that the worldwide call has to be in our nation, Uganda, most from this year 2022. And in the worldwide call, He has called on nations. They work with Him in His final work on the planet Earth. But Uganda, you are the leader. But what surprises most, Uganda in this leading, church is what has to spearhead this. But the leaders in there, God moves on to reject them, raising up others. Even those others He raises, it is me and you, the one hearing us outside ready to do this work. It will be very terrifying that you do not know yourself that it is you. And then you weaken. Those waiting you out expect you to be a priest who is special. Yes. Praise Jesus much.
So we thank the Lord.
So we thank the Lord. The prophets, those see out from the entire world. That is what we are. That is what God has made us.
Amen.
And we are sure of that. That God does not show in vain those prophets. When it's spoken, another hears it.
As
not yet
heard
of knowledge of God in national ministries. They might say, speak of Uganda, do they have a problem?
There
them speak great things on people who appear like that. Now it's nothing they expect.
Even
those speaking, they don't know how it is going to be. And they don't know it's going to come from where. But God makes us a witness.
Amen.
Witness. But terrifying that you don't take that witness to standing beyond that you think of. It needs you to do something different and special, that you can stand as God is promising nations.
He
promises them priests who are special. Yes.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to move on again. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and a Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. Pastor
Samson, Uganda.
We love
you all.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus,
Son
of the living God,
we
based in this ministry
of
the full knowledge of God, again to move rich unto
you.
God is the standard strategies
of fulfilling
His worldwide promised call
from
this year 2022
and
basing in the nation Uganda.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
In
this time on, as we conclude to see what is in the sixth standard strategy of God, which is known as the harvesters of spirits, to take them from earth, take them back to heaven,
to
save them from hell and the lake of fire, as they
based
in the two God's heavenly governments on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. As we still move on, as we concluded the eight departments
of
God's heavenly governments on the earth, we still see the sixth department of the teaching priests in the Holy Church of God on the earth. We have seen many things.
Yes,
on it. Praise Jesus much. Until we ended, as we saw, that the seven teaching priests, they must have been anointed. Anointing of seven spirits.
As
the high priest of the heavens and earth, Jesus Christ, to be able to reveal the Holy Scriptures, to reveal us the fullness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
this day, we want
the vision of the
seven divisions of the responsibilities of the seven priests.
Division in Musanvu.
Seven divisions.
Of
the responsibilities of the seven teaching priests in revealing the full knowledge of God, that is the fullness of God, His presence, that is His glory, even the works of His hands. Write down slowly that heading and then we proceed on.
Division omusanvu.
The seven divisions
of
the responsibility of the seven teaching priests in revealing the full knowledge of God, that is the fullness of God. The presence of God, that is the glory of God, even the works of His hands.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Even the works of His hands, which are in the entire heavens and earth, even the new heavens and the new earth. Yes. Everything has an explanation to.
You
already began to understand as we still introduce the heading.
Division omusanvu.
The seven divisions of the responsibilities of the seven teaching priests in revealing the full knowledge of God, that is the fullness of God. To reveal the presence of God, that is the glory of God. Even to reveal the works of His hands in the entire heavens and the earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
as we first heard in the Second Chronicles chapter 15 and the verse
3,
that the teaching priests, when they manifest, they manifest God, even the laws of God. Let us read we here.
Second
Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3.
Era mu birebyo Era mu biro bingi Isirayiri nga talina Katonda w'amazima, era nga talina kabona ayigiriza, era nga talina mateeka.
Now for a long time Israel has been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without the law. Yes.
Ebiro bingi.
For a long time that uncountable
Israel,
Israel or the church has not a true God. They have not a teaching priest and there are no laws. It means lacking of a teaching priest for a long time. It takes indeed many seasons. And Israel or the church, it has not a true God. And it has no laws of the true God. As we first saw before, but because the priest, the teaching priest,
it
must be filled with knowledge. People have to seek knowledge from the mouth of the priest. Because in the Hosea chapter 4 verse 6
he
says people are desperate for lacking knowledge, and when we reject knowledge God chases us from the priesthood.
It's
a responsibility of priests to bring the full knowledge of God. Let's first read Hosea 4 verse 6. We say
Hosea esula yakuna onyoro mukaga. Hosea esula yakuna onyoro mukaga.
Hosea chapter 4 verse 6.
Abantu bange bazikiridde olw'okubula okumanya, kubanga oganya okumanya nange ndi kugaana gwe olemenga okubeera kabona jendi, kubanga weerabidde amateeka ga Katonda wo nange ndyerabira abaana bo.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. Because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. Yes. People of God, they are destroyed for lacking knowledge. The knowledge of God, which reaches with the full knowledge of God and His glory, it is His presence
in,
even the works of His hands as they fill heavens and earth. If a priest refused to get knowledge,
is
rejected to be in the priesthood. Remember when we speak of priests, speak of all us the servants of God in the different gifts, even callings, in the gifts and different callings. There we come from to reaching level of teaching priests. It requires you to have knowledge. We understood well knowledge, which pass through the word of God.
It's
to have light of the word, which reveal all things from where they begin from up to their end.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And if you reject that, right from when the New Testament began, the priesthood of God, you cannot be within it. Maybe if you try to habitate just there. Yes. But heaven does not know you. Because the promises of the Old Testament, they say will give them shepherds, feed them with knowledge and understanding. Yes. Right from pastors, different gifts, apostles and the prophets, we enter into priesthood until we become teaching priests who can manifest the full knowledge of God and His glory. For it is the responsibility of the priests. Let's read in the Jeremiah, we see
Yeremia esula ya kusatu olunyolwe 15.
Jeremiah chapter 3 verses 15.
Erandi bawa basumba ngo mutima gwange weguli bali balisa nokumanya nokutegera.
And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Yes.
Erandi bawa basumba
and give you shepherds.
abali baliisa n'okumanya
n'okutegeeraokuvaendagaanaempeoyatandikubanga
bw'ogikwasa na Yeremia
31:31-33
kati okutandika kwendagaano
empyawali
n'okuleeta bakabona
abayitibwa abasumbaabawulizi b'enjiriabatumeabakozi
b'amagerobawonya abazuukiza
aboogera
ennimi
abasomesa
bonna nga balina
okumanya
nga ddala limu lye bagoba
bonna
okutuuka ku bakabona
abayigiriza
abalina
obuvunaanyizibwaobw'okubikkula
okumanya katonda
okujjudde
bwe bujjuvu obwa
katonda
okubikkula okubeerawo kwa
katondaekitiibwa
kya
katondaokubikkula
emirimu gya
katonda
gyegy'omuggulu lyonna ne mu
nsi
awamu n'eggulu lyonna erijja
n'ensi
ekyo nga
kibalindirira
kubanga mu Malaki sura
ey'okubiri
onyola omusanvu
yayogera
ebigambo bwe biti ku kabona
Malaki sura ya kubiri onyola omusanvu kubanga emimwa gya kabona gyandinywezezza okumanya era bandinoonyeza amateeka mu kamwa ke kubanga ye mubaka wa Mukama ow'eggye.
For the priest's lips should preserve knowledge, and they should seek the law from his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Yes.
Bwe bayita kabona.
The one who is called priest.
Bwe tuwogera ku bakabona.
When we speak of priests.
Tuwogera ku baweereza ba Katonda.
We speak of all servants of God.
Mubirabo byabwe n'okuyitibwa okwenjawulo.
There are different gifts and callings.
Bakakatibwako okubanga balina okumanya.
It is required of them to have knowledge.
Omusana ogw'okumanya.
The light of knowledge.
Oguyita mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Which passes through the word of God.
Ogututwala okutuukira ddala.
Which takes us to reach.
Okubekula okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
To reveal the full knowledge of God.
N'ekitiibwa kye.
And his glory.
N'emirimu gy'emikono gye.
Even the works of his hands.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So singa bw'olaba.
And not as you see.
Bakabona abagambibwa okuba bakabona.
Those said to be priests.
Abali mu madiini.
Who are in religions.
Abo bo n'ebirabo tebalina.
Those even gifts they do not have them.
Naddala mu bakatuliki.
Mostly in the Catholics.
Simanyi ekirabo ky'obwafaazi oba Katonda akigabadde.
I don't know the gift of a father God gave it when.
They are
just there.
Kifurukwa bufurukwa kya dini.
It is a den of a religion. Yes.
Bagana aba Protestants.
Our brethren is the Protestants. The Adventists.
Waliwo n'enzikiriza ziri awo zose zeegamba si ddiini
enzikiriza. Even beliefs they are there, they claim they're not a religion, they are a belief.
Simanyi bayakuwa.
I hear the Jehovah's.
Latter-day Saints.
Latter-day Saints.
N'abalala.
And the others.
Awamu
even together
ne bano baganda bafe abarokole
the brethren the born again
abekisikirize
those shadow ones
kubaita abekisikirize kubanga abarokole balina buli fake
call them of the shadow for the salvation they have is fake
baliko obulokozi obw'amazima
had the true salvation before
obutuyita okudda mu ggulu
that which calls us go back to heavens
batandika otubulira bwe tunaali ensi
and they rather began preach us how we shall eat the world.
Naye ng'ayogera ng'agamba.
But he speaks saying.
Woroza kikugasaacho okulya ensi yonna.
You will profit you eat in their world.
Naye omwoyo gwongo ogubuza mugeni.
Yet you forfeit in your soul within hell.
So bwe twogera.
So when we speak.
Kuba akabona okuba n'okumanya.
On the priests who have knowledge.
Baba ino okujjuza ensi okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Fill the world with the full knowledge of God.
Kwe kubikula ekitiibwa kye.
That is to reveal his glory.
Kwe kubikula munne obujjuvu
bwe. That is to reveal his fullness.
Ate mu ngeri emu.
And in the same way.
Nga babikkula okubeerawo okwo.
As they reveal his presence.
Kitiibwa kye.
That is his glory.
Era nga babikkula emirimu gy'emikono gye.
And they reveal the works of his hands.
Mu ggulu lyonna n'ensi.
In the entire heavens and earth.
Era ne mu ggulu lyonna erijja n'ensi.
Even in the entire new heavens and the new earth.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kubanga buli w'osoma mu Isaiah sura ye 11.
Anytime you read in the Isaiah chapter 11.
Olunyiri o.
Verses 9.
So
the earth has to be filled knowledge of God. But the earth is responsibility of angels. It's not. Angels, they work together with us to fulfill that work. It is the responsibility of servants of God. Those called priests. Who strive to reach the level of the teaching priest. What surprises most? The earth to be filled with knowledge. The knowledge of God. It is not a responsibility of animals. Neither are the insects or the birds. Or the fish, or the trees, or the stars, the sun and the moon, or the angels. That one. Of those servants of God coming from children of men. They are one who work with all the other creations with the angels to fulfill that. Let's read in Isaiah, we see.
Isaiah chapter 11,
verse
9. Kuzikiriza kulusozi lwange olutukuvu lwonna. Kubanga ensi erijjula okumanya Mukama, ng'amazzi bwe gasaanikira ennyanja.
They shall not hurt, nor destroy in all my holy mountains. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Yes. The earth will be filled knowledge. And it has begun. Because the teaching priests have appeared. Those who have the full knowledge.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. It's a promise. The time the earth is filled knowledge of God. It can see the fullness of God. After seeing the fullness of God, it can see his presence. And it can see the glory of God. It is so easy to see the works of his hands in the entire heavens and the earth. Together with the new heavens and the new earth. It eases so much. Because when he tells us in the Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17 to 19, he speaks like this. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17.
Kristo atulenga mitima jamwe, olwo kukiriza, muberenga nemizi, munywezebwenga mukwagala.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love.
Olunyoro 18.
Verse 18.
Mulyoke muwebwa amanyi okukwatanga na magezi awamu na abatukuvu bonna obugazi n'obuwanvu n'obugulumivu n'okugenda wansi bwebiri.
That you may be able to comprehend with all holy ones what is the breadth and the length and depth and height. Verse
19.
And to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Yes. That it reaches a time and you know the breadth, the length, the depth, even the height of the fullness of God. You reach and you know the fullness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So what word division must have?
So there are 7 divisions of the responsibilities of the teaching priests in revealing the full knowledge of God. It is the fullness of God. In revealing the presence of God, that is his glory. To reveal the works of his hands, those are the ones in the entire heavens and earth which are there.
Even the entire new heavens and the new earth. Means all those are in revealing the full knowledge of God. When you reveal the full knowledge of God, you can reveal the fullness of God. You can reveal the presence of God and the glory of God. Even the works of his hands. In the entire new heavens and the new earth. The entire heavens and the earth, even the entire new heavens and the new earth.
So division is
so the first division.
Division is
the first division of the teaching priests.
Division is
the first division of the teaching priests, those responsible reveal presence of God the Father. Reveal presence of God the Father. God, the word who we know as the Son, Jesus Christ. Even God the Spirit. Even God the Holy Spirit.
Whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord. Or the Spirit of Christ. Or the Spirit of God. We have said
division is
the first division of the teaching priests. They are responsible to reveal the presence of God the Father. God, the word whom we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, together with God the Holy Spirit.
Whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord or Spirit of Christ or the Spirit of God. Praise Jesus much. Many people and many nations, languages, even clans which struggle and are not sure of the presence of God the Father. They doubt the presence of God, the word we know as the Son. Even God the Holy Spirit. And somebody said, it's impossible.
Now,
it's the responsibility of the teaching priests to prove to the world their presence.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And
they
begin right from Genesis. As they ask nations, expecting Genesis, if God was there just as one God, he was speaking with who? Who are like him? Yes.
We begin
from Genesis explaining to the world the presence of God the Father, God the Word, the Son, even the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus, man. In Genesis, who were those like him? Yes. Praise Jesus, man. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26.
Katonda nayo garanti, tukolo omuntu, mungeri yaffe. Ne mukifaananyi kyaffe bafugenge eby'omu nnyanja n'ebibuka waggulu n'ente n'ensi yonna na buli ekyewalula ku nsi.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Yes. When you prove to the world that indeed God the Father is there,
God the
Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus, he too is there. And God the Holy Spirit,
we
know a Spirit of the Lord, he too is there. Start from Genesis chapter 1 verse 26. God speaking, let us make man in our image, even in our likeness. He spoke to himself and he looked like to himself. He would have said, let me make man in my image, even in my likeness. Yes. Let me make man in my image, even my likeness. But what is speaks, let us make man us. Let us.
If,
we make him and is in our image and is in our likeness. That is where I stand from.
Beginning
to reveal presence of God the Father. Brethren,
we've
been outside saying, we worship you, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
But
they can ask you, give us proof when they exist. And the priest, you fall as you fail to answer that. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, he comes back and he says this. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti, si kirungi omuntu okubeera nga yekka, n'amukolera omubeezi amusaanira.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a suitable help. Genesis 1 verse 26. He said, let's make man in our image, even our likness.
It's
2 verse 18
says,
not good for man to be alone. I will make him this time. He speaks one, him. Sure. So it means, Genesis 1 verse 26, he didn't speak as one. He has his colleagues whom they appear the same. They are in the same likeness. And is God the Father,
speak
with God the Word.
So
as the Son Jesus, even God the Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, we know a Spirit of the Lord. And when he comes back, in Genesis chapter
3,
verse
22,
again he speaks with his companions. Yes. He tells them,
now,
you see the one I made for a suitable help. You know what they have become here? Let us read. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti laba. Omuntu afuse ng'omukufe okumanyanga obulungi n'obubi. Kakano aleme okugolola omukono gwe okunoga ku muti ogw'obulamu okulya okuwangala emirembe n'emirembe.
And the Lord God said, behold, man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Yes. Genesis 3 verse 22.
Adam
he again says, man has become like one of us, to know good from evil. These who are like him and they are just like him. Yes. Because we began, he speaks of them. Genesis 1 verse 26, he
says,
like this, let us make man in our image, even our likeness. Now me speaking, now the God who spoke,
and
want us to make him the way you look like me in my image, and they are like us in our image. Yes. Genesis 2:18 is spoke by himself.
He says,
not good man to be alone. I want to make him a suitable help. After he made him for, there came a problem there. He came to his companions, told them, one I made for a helper,
he's
become like one of us. The way
of
knowing good from evil. Yes. Now we are going to chase him. Who are these who are the same in image?
It
means it's your responsibility, you. Those who have become priests.
To
the level of teaching priests. To reveal presence of God the Father. God the Word. Who we know as the Son Jesus Christ. Even God the Holy Spirit,
whom
we know as Spirit of the Lord. People understand from the beginning, they were together. And they are in the same image. Now these they doubt.
So
let's say those of religions. For example, brethren the Catholics, that God is the Trinity.
Is
one God with three heads on one. Not that. This one is my image. Like me, you cannot say what Trinity is not there. Does it make sense?
Now,
Trinity is one person having three heads on himself. This language is confusing. If his companions are like him and his Trinity, he has three heads. His companions are like that. They are like him. They two have three heads each on themselves. That is the monster. That's not God. Yes. All you of religion, you took that word. The Catholic Protestants. Others, when they seem to get out of it, and they say the Son is not God. Now, look, they all fell mad at that point.
Right from the
Genesis, it shows I am not my companions were just alike. Yes. At the Tower of Babel, he said, you know, let's go down and confuse their tongues. Man wants to climb up to heavens with their sins. Let's go confuse their tongues. Yes. These are companions. They are just the same. Let's read there, we see. Genesis chapter 11, verse 7.
Kale no, tuke, tutabulire tabulireyo, olulimi lwabwe. Balema kutegere njogera yabwe, bokana woka.
Come, let us go down, and there are confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. Yes. He said, come, let us go.
You know,
when he gets it from above,
he said, you know what
man is determined to do? They are going to accomplish it. Now, come, let's go. Confuse their language, confuse them. What surprised most? When they said, let us go confuse, the Holy Spirit said, let me go, I will be the one to handle that case. It's the same who came down in the Acts chapter 2. Verses 1 to 4. And he made them speak all languages.
It
means the one who came in the Genesis 11. He confused those languages. I may not speak much today. But still in Isaiah he says, who shall go for us? They have come from before. And their relation. Right from before the beginning, when they have said, when they send an angel to come on their behalf, yes, when they send children of men, they come on their behalf. I don't know you religious person, as you say
you
came on behalf of who and not on behalf of these ones. For when they said, come, let's go. And who shall go for us? Right from
God,
after the servant of God, an angel, whatever you speak,
claim,
you come on behalf of
God.
And what brings you?
You
show their presence.
Amen.
Praise Jesus much.
Aha.
Let's read Isaiah chapter 6.
Isaiah sulaya mukaga olinyolo munana.
Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8.
Nempulire dobozi lya mukama ngaliyo garanti natumani era natugenderani nendyo kanjo garanti nzenzu nuntu manze.
Also I had a voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who shall go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Yes. He first spoke as one. Whom shall I send? Again. We shall go for us. Because we are in the same likeness. Whom will I send? After he said, who shall go for us? Now for an angel, when he sent from heaven, he sent on behalf of the Father, the one we know as the Son, even the Holy Spirit.
Boy,
a prophet of which level as you claim? Now I wonder, you come on behalf of God the Father,
what
we know as the Son Jesus, even the Holy Spirit, you came on whose behalf? You came on whose behalf? This who spoke, we, who is this one?
Oh no.
This one. Spoken of Ephesians 4 verse 6. One God. Father of all. He's the one who has been speaking here. He's the one who has been hearing. When I preach of him, I feel peace. I know him. Read me there, we see. Ephesians chapter 4, verse
6.
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in you all. Yes. One who spoke on behalf of the others has been him, God the Father. One God, Father of all. That is God the Father whom you hear. Not one who begot us in the way of woman and man, but as the potter. Sure. You know that wrong mindset. You think when he begot us, he got a woman. When he speaks in Isaiah 64 verse 8, he says, the Lord God, our Father, the porter, let us see. Isaiah chapter 64 verse
8. Fetuli bumba, nawe umubumbi wafe, nafefena, tulimulimu gwa mukono gwo.
But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter, and we all are the work of your hands. When they call him God the Father, don't you think he got a woman there?
Mbuno.
And
na muakisa.
He made her pregnant. Not her. Get light. Understanding of knowledge.
Ai mukama.
Oh Lord.
Now,
our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. The Father formed our spirits.
Kakati musilamu na wetege terero mutwe.
Get sanity back to yourself. You love things of women so much.
Every
time you feel given birth, it's women you think about.
Now,
bananas you impregnated which woman to birth little ones? Or the sugar canes? Don't they give birth to little ones? And they have which woman with themselves? Or which man? You every birth, giving birth. We call him God the Father. And it troubles your head. You think of a woman. You think of a big man have sex with a woman.
Where have you to answer? What are you going to do
about lust of the flesh and the body? Can we finish them today?
I'm going
to summarize, but man. When you read the
chapter 1 verse 14,
lust of the flesh. These things of lusting. You first read there. John chapter 1, verse 13.
Abatazaliwa musayi. Ne wakubaddo kwagala kwa omubiri. Ne wakubaddo kwagala kwa omuntu. Na ye abazaliwa Katonda.
Who were not born. Not of blood, mm-hmm. nor of the will of the flesh, mm. nor of the will of man, mm. but of God.
It was
the will of God, he brought us like that. He formed us. He said, my children, you're going to refuse him birth like that? Ordered you to give birth like that?
If you birth
them as you form them, would it be like that?
Have
I not been with I was with which woman?
Amen.
Understand, get out of darkness. When I begat you in the gospel, who was your mother? I slept on and you were given the foolishness of Sarah from those minds. Yes. He says in the Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 4. I've begot you in the gospel. Now I got which woman to give birth to you?
Mm-hmm.
You see,
just
understanding, getting light, getting knowledge.
Mm. Sure.
It reveals things, how they appear.
You understand
God the Father that is there.
If you
want to call the Father, he formed us. Wasn't involving lust of the flesh. Muslim get saved.
Mm-hmm.
First Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 14.
Ebyo sibiwandika kuba kwa sansonyi wabulo kubabuliranga ngabaana bange abagalwa.
I write not these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you.
Onyolwe 15.
Verse 15.
Kubane wankubade nga mulina abayigiriza kakumi mu Kristo, naye temulina abakitamwe bangi.
For though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have you not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Yes. Have you seen?
Kakati.
Now.
What
have you come here in the Genesis 1 verse
26?
Genesis 2 verse 18. Genesis 3 verse
22.
Genesis 11 verse 7. Isaiah chapter 6. Verses 8. And he said that, let us make man in our image, and who shall go for us? One who has been speaking has been God the Father. And he speak together with God the Word. We call the Son Jesus Christ. Together with God the Holy Spirit, we can know a spirit of the Lord, or the spirit of Christ, or the spirit of God. As
it
had Ephesians 4 verse 6, that one God, Father of all, who is above all, who passed through all, he works in all. Why call him Father?
Not
that he got a woman, begot us. Because he's one who formed our bodies.
He brought
plans for forming our bodies. Our spirits. As we have heard. Isaiah 64 verse 8. And you, O Lord, you are Father. We too are the clay. You are the potter.
It
never involved lust of the flesh. According to that we've heard. In John 1 verse
30.
Involved that I've lusted over that woman.
And
going to have a sex relation. And there will be
a birth.
But he willed that we be born like that. That's why he's giving an example there. He said, you think bananas first get husbands to give birth to little ones, or the sugar canes to give birth to their little ones?
It's possible
to birth without man, neither a woman.
ye katonda kitaffe kitaffe kasitabeerawo
him God the Father if the Father is there
aha
yes
ondegede bulungi
have you understood
nakuwete okulabirako
kinze
bwembazadde munjiri
when I've begotten you in the gospel
nafuna mukazi ki
I got which woman
nakuwadde bakolise kisoka nya
even 1 Corinthians 4
10-14
verse 13 to 15 yes
banangi kakati
now
yali naye gwe yali ayogera naye omu kubo
the one was with him who we spoke with one of them
yekadonda chigambo
it is God the word
butumanyingo mwana Yesu
we know as the son Jesus Christ
era kunyura kugamba
the explanation says
rubereberi wali ochigambo
the beginning was the word
eri kurubereberi ye mungu ari mukaga tukoro omuntu mfana nyicha
Genesis 1:26 let's make man in our image
omu gwe yali ayogera naye
nga yali what he spoke with was there
ngabe fanana
and they are in the same image
otegeda
you've understood
siombandikerao atingenda kuogera ko division yemba nine
ibi
abaka mono
so the priests
division is ni musa
divisions are seven
ngenda zikolaka
how am I to handle them
ayi tuja ino department eyo musa
and we still have the 7th and the 8th department
bana nayenga
but
oli ayogedde ku rubereberye sura mu rubereberye sura soka biri mukana
one spoke in the Genesis 1 verse 26
tutukolo omuntu mchifananyi cha
that let's make man in our image
omugwe yali ayogera naye
one of whom he spoke with
katonda chigambo
it is God the word
watumanyingo omwana
whom we know as the son
Yesu Kristo
Jesus Christ
tuvula mu rubereberye mu Yohane mwemo
that's why in the John 1 verse 1
agamba bwati
he says like this
Yohane sura soka olinyoli soka
John chapter 1 verses 1
ku rubereberye waliwo chigambo Chigambo naba wali katonda chigambo naba katonda
In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God
He
yes
Murubereberiye mwabiri mukaga
Genesis 1:26
agamba tukoro
He said let's make man in our image even our likeness
Murubereberi gweri ayogera na yani yali
He spoke with who was present
mwe mune nyunyu
John 1:1 explains
Murubereberi
the beginning was the word
chigambo
the word was with God
chigambo nga katonda
the word is God
nga bafanaga nga katonda
in the same image is God
Adonai Wo enduka kubujibo bwakatonda
when I read the fullness of God
manches obanzi bwalirwa kubulira kubyawo
to speak of what
ni wenduka kubujibo
when I read the fullness of God I feel flowing
puliranga atau
I feel at that point
niku obama mafuta chi
am in which anointing
pulireme
I feel the
peace.
How do you feel out of there
Kakati oyo yali kurubereberi.
Now what was in the beginning?
Ajja museno.
He comes in this world.
Ayambalo mubiri.
He close place.
Tumulabanga mwana.
We saw him at the sun.
Tumanyani
as. It didn't know who has come. Yes.
Aha, ne batugamba bwe.
And they tell us like this.
Yohane sura soka onyirwa 14.
John chapter 1 verse 14.
Chigambo nayambalo mubiri. Nabera ko je tuli. Ne tulabe chitibwa che. Echitibwa nge choyo. Eyazali baye kachitafe ngajude kisana amazima
And the word clothed flesh and dwelt among us and we behold his glory the glory as of the only begotten of the father full of grace and truth yes
agama ndiyo chigambo
he say him the word
we try me yokane mwe
we saw in John 1 verse 1
kudubereberi wali ochi
the beginning was the word
chigambo ngali awali katonda kitafe
the word is we've got the father and this word and this God
yokane mukumina nya
the John 1 verse 14
chigambo na yambalo mu
the word clothed the flesh and appeared to us
let mulamu chitimwa
him in the glory
gecho mwana
of the son
bagambanga
when they say us it is not the real glory of him as
yazali wo mochita
because of the father full of grace and truth I want to explain it like this
ntwe yali munsinga amazo kusalawo
kuba
mchiba kwa katonda
after decided to leave the glory of god become the son to be a servant
muba philip wagamba
in the philippians
niwa kubadde yali yenkananga katonda
he was equal to god
nabafanaga
and they had the same image
teyadda mukuchirowoza
he never bear thought of it again
ngachibere
that he
bakanga imiri mujiwede
until his mission and work is finished
that day
Let's read Philippians, we see.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 6.
Who being in the form of God thought it not a thing to be grasped, to be equal with God. Verse 7. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Yes. Closed flesh here.
Even
though he was as God the Father is, he never the thought of that again.
Started
coming the image of man. That's why Bible says he was in the world. The world was made by him. He came in his own territories, but both in his own territory. They never knew and received him. They never knew who was God. Who is this
man?
The son of Mary has come. Look at yourself. You Catholic. Even Jesus, the son of your womb. One you speak of, you know him. How did you pray? Hail Mary, Mother of God. When did she begot him? God was there at the beginning. Was Mary there at the beginning? Mary was given that blessing just. They told her you are highly blessed. God to come in your womb, clothe a body from that. You are blessed among women. She's no one who begot God. Was she there when he begot her at the beginning? He just blessed her. As God has given you blessings, speak of him in the world. God will make your mouth his own. They just gave a blessing. You cannot pray. Hail Mary, Mother of God. You are highly blessed among women. And then you contradict. Even Jesus, the son of your womb, he too is blessed.
Hey,
you are so familiar. God, he just comes after. God
who
blessed this one, that he closed a body in her womb.
His one
joined, he too is blessed. That's why Romans convicts you. You write down, read it. Romans chapter 1, verse 1 downwards. That when they knew God, they never glorified him as God.
Chitonde.
And they got a creation and they worshipped it. They are con men. The way you get the honorable. He who spoke with the Father. He told the Jews before Abraham was, I was there.
God
not yet 50 years. The one day are on his ancient. God himself. I would have spoken much there. When we reach fullness, as we reveal fullness.
But
right now I summarize concerning fullness. Yes. We've ended with Philippians. He said, even though he was just as God is, he's the Father.
He
never thought it while on this earth.
He
decided to first be like a usual human being. Finish all missions which brought him on this world of dying for us. And that's why in the John chapter 1, verse 10 up to 12, he was in his own territory.
His
own territory never understood, received him. They never received him. All who believed him, given the power, become children of God.
For
we had lost that glory when we sinned in Adam.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, him is what we have spoken of in John chapter 8.
Verse 55 to 58.
When he told the Jews, before Abraham was, I was there.
How?
They say not yet 50 years.
But
when they spoke with, they never knew him. But when he finished his works, many things are spoken of him there. He said, take me back.
In
the glory I was with you before the earth existed. There are many things I have spoken there. Now you can write down John chapter
17
verses 4 to 5.
He
prayed this prayer as he finished his works on this earth. John chapter 17, verse
4.
I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you gave me to do. Verse 5.
Ayi kitange, ne kakano nkugulumiza gwe. Wamunawe, ne kakano ngulumiza gwe. Wamunawe, mchitiwa chiliche nalina nacho.
And now, O Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. Yes.
He
told him, take me back to glory. I was together with you before the world was. In there all the long, he was the express image of God the Father. When he speaks with you, let's make man in our image. Sure. All the long,
it
was the express image of the God the Father. You see these things. We are in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1.
Katonda edda bwe yayogeranga mu bitundu ebingi ne mu ngeri ennyingi eri bajjajjaffe mu bannabbi.
God, who at many times and in various manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Verse 2.
Mu nnaku zino ez'oluvannyuma yayogeranga naffe mu mwana gwe yassaawo okuba omusika wa byonna.
Has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Verse
3.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Yes. They say express image of God the Father. Just as he is. Genesis 1 verse 23 is truthful.
Father himself
said to speak about, let's make man in our image. In our likeness. You are like me.
When I to show
you the presence of God the Father. The word.
We
know as the Son Jesus. God the Spirit. I enjoy it. That thing you can tell me.
I love
Satan and even
those.
Which angle can he ask me? Every angle he asks about God. You are saying what? As he's still asking. And you've been saying. Because I'm a messenger of God. Who said, who shall go for us?
Amen.
Praise Jesus, man. In Colossians chapter 1,
Agamba.
He says, The Son is the image of the invisible God. That's what still John is saying. One who has seen of me has seen the Father. What? As you want to see, looks how. That's why he tried to see.
The
image comes within the world at least.
It's
just as it's in the heavenly body. Yes. Yes. When he was fresh in the womb, the body was ordered in that image. Yes. Is it who ordered it? It's the Father himself. Hebrews is saying, you prepared me a body.
The
Father prepared you to see.
God,
it's in the glory of men.
It's
just like as he is in heaven. That's why he said, John, who has never seen
me?
He told Philip, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. Yes.
It's
very interesting to speak and explain them. Let's see Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
Oyo che kifaananyi kya Katonda talabika.
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? Yes. The image of the invisible God.
It's
the one appeared clothed flesh. Sure. He kept the image of him. Those are of John 14. From verse 7 to 8. Philip tells him, show us the Father. He's the one who sent me us in the Father.
If I've
been with you, Philip, you would have understood me.
Here,
Hebrews 10. Verse 6 and 7.
The Father
paired a body he came with just in the exact image. Needed to be added in a glory. Which is that though we knew him in the flesh, we no more regard him in that glory. Yes. All things, most of them there. I have summarized them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, as we are there, and they say, our Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. How are you
appreciate
him? He too was there at the beginning.
If
we are together and speaking, let's remember, the Spirit too is there. Yes.
He's
there in the second Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 17.
Understand our God,
the anointing as it's flowing. Let us read, we see.
2 Corinthians
chapter 3, verse 17.
Naye mukama wafe gwe moyo. Era wabo omoyo gwa mukama wafe wabe dembe.
Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Yes. Our Lord is the Spirit. If it is spirit, wherever it is there. Liberty.
There's
liberty there. As we're in the Genesis.
And
the things, all
there.
He was in the Genesis. Yes. Genesis was there.
I don't know.
And what surprised? Genesis 1 verse 1 and 2.
26
spoke with him. Let us make man in our image. Sure. Genesis 1 verse 1 and 2. He was there where God was. The Spirit of God.
And spoke
with him Genesis 1 verse 6. Let's make man image and likeness. He too was right there. Even to ordering things he had begun.
2 Corinthians
3 verse 17. That our Lord is the Spirit.
Where
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Genesis 1 verse 1 and 2. The earth was empty and void.
The
Spirit of peace is spread on the waters to other things. He too was there.
The sweetness of the word. My God. Let's read Genesis chapter 1, we see. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
Verse 2.
And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yes. He was present there.
When we read 2 Corinthians
3 verse
17,
that our Lord is the Spirit,
where
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Then we are all there.
Baba,
if he's the Spirit, and we've seen his image,
means
even the Spirit is in the same image. Yes.
Even
in the creation is one who was sent. Yes.
Psalms
104 verse 30.
You
write it down, you read it.
He says,
send the Spirit, they are created, and they renew the face of the earth. Yes. He was right there. And again, God
of
them was independently there, and they are just alike.
When
this was said,
make man
in our image and our likeness, and he come back to say, man become like one of us.
It
means they are there. Everyone independent. You need to know how they came to exist. Yes. Do not get confused.
Wanji?
Are we there? We worship what we know. You worship what you do not know. You people out there.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. But you think him has not likeness and image? Stood before me and its image. I was seeing it before me, not the Spirit. He doesn't want things to be seen much.
Is
it Job that the Spirit stood before him?
Yes, it's there.
Can someone stand without feet with himself? It was before him. Yes. But real image. Yes. Job chapter 4, verses 15.
Okay.
Job chapter 4 verse 15.
Awo moyo neguita ku maso gange, enviri zombiri gwange nezimva ku mutwe.
Then a spirit passed before my face, and the hair of my face and the hair of my flesh stood up.
Onyore 16.
Verse 16.
Waimira buyimirizi, naye nesinza kwetegereza bwe gufanana, ekifanani kyali maso gange. Waliwo kusirika.
It stood still, but I could not discern its form. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, the Spirit passed before his eyes, and he saw. Never discerned it well. It stood. The image was before him. The Spirit can come out and you see him. If he fills the heavens and earth, he's in the entire heavens and the earth. God, the Spirit, who knows how to appear. Yes. Now, person who teach praises of God the Father. God, the word we know, the Son, Jesus Christ. Even God, the Spirit. We know as the Spirit of the Lord. It does not begin from the 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, that there are three witnesses in heaven. They begin from Genesis. As they reach in 1 John, they no more can argue against it. As John Matthew 28:18-19, man, and they are all contented. Now the rest you can start with all.
But
we want to know in reality where things began and where they end.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First
John chapter 5 verse 7. Oh, just write it down. There are three witnesses in heaven. The Father.
Chigambo,
the Word. Who we know as the Son. And the Holy Spirit. They agree in one. Because they came from one. That is the Father. The rest we shall know how they came out of him. They are of the fullness which have remained.
And
their praises, you've proved it.
Aha.
Yes.
John
in Matthew 28, verse
19.
We make all nations disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, we know as the Word,
and
the Holy Spirit.
Hey.
Yes.
Now,
let's reach on those verses.
No, what has it do?
Already showed their presence
here.
Many verses are in here. John chapter 16, verse 12 up to 15. The Spirit will get from mine. For what is mine is of the Father. There are two up, but you see the three they are there.
We
shall come back to the second division. Yes. God the Father. The Word the Son, Jesus Christ. Even God the Spirit. As the beginning and the end. The first and the last.
Alpha and Omega.
Alpha and Omega. Right from above all the heavens. That's the second division. We have know how they began from where. How are they? Yes.
They are
but where and where they began where.
Then
the third division. It will speak of God the Father. God the Word. When it comes from God the Word, we know as the Son Jesus, even God the Spirit, as they come from God the Father, the everlasting, beyond above all the heavens. Yes. Even many other divisions. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. For believing. Putting in action. And be ready to spread to many others that God will give you that blessing. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
Amen.
Amen.